Yes, and what I find interesting, Paul, when I look around this room, look at the technology here.
Oh, yeah.
Look at everything.
Yeah.
Everything had to be designed, had to be created.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had to put it on a napkin or in a tube to design it.
Yeah.
They had to find a way to bring it to market at an affordable cost. Look at this room. And this is what I tell kids. Listen, we make metal. We make all kinds of metal stuff. But look around your environment.
Right.
Everything that we live and breathe and do and touch has got to be dreamed up and made to where we can afford it. Everything in this room was created and designed.
Yeah.
So that's what gets me fired up. So that's why I said, you know, I really think it's important for all of us business owners to get new people involved in what we do. Even if it's a small business, you can't afford to pay somebody, let them shadow with you and you don't pay them nothing. You share your knowledge, which to me is one of the greatest things that we can give each other, sharing of our knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, you've certainly had a front row seat for a lot of years of knowledge, right?
I have. And because of that front row seat, I've been able to see the manufacturing side. So you see a car in a dealership and you just see the car. You don't see the families and the blood and sweat and tears that go into maybe just that one metal stampings or that one paint clip that helped keep the door open so that the car could get painted more effectively or whatever it is. But there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into everything that you see. So it just gives me a greater appreciation for anything that's manufactured.
Yeah.
Not just the product.
And one of the
itself.
Things we did, one of the things we believe in our company is Katie got kicked out of the company last year. We said, listen, you can't work for us for the next few years. You're going to have to find your own job and you are going to work. So Katie went for another local company, and she applied. Why don't you talk about that,
SMR.
Yeah.
It was a great company to work for. If anybody doesn't know what SMR is, it's the world's largest manufacturer of side view mirrors, and I worked in industrial engineering. And again, it's really interesting to see what goes in just your rear view mirror that you look in every day to make a turn or whatever.
Totally take
you
it
have
for granted.
Do.
It's just part of the car.
Yeah, there are so many people, so many assembly lines, and it focuses on this provides for these people's families, and this is really what makes our world go around. Just these simple things, as simple as a scalp that goes on the back of a mirror or a battery or a wire harness. It's amazing that all these moving parts come together and can create something.
It is cool to hear people so excited about manufacturing because people, you know, again, it's one of those things we take for granted.
Yep.
And a lot of us, you know, our eyes kind of glaze over when we hear, well, if you're not in that industry, it's like, oh, whatever. I don't know. They make things and we don't know how they do it. But you're obviously very excited about it. To the extent that and I don't know if you want me to bring this up or not, but you were named the Manufacturing Woman of the Year. Tell us about that.
That's cool, man.
That is awesome.
Well, Michigan Manufacturers Association, this was the first year that they did it, so it was the inaugural. And I got nominated through my director of HR at PTM, and they selected me. And I joked with the team. I'm like, all right, who had to pay these people off? You know? But it was quite an honor. It was very exciting. We had two tables full that went, you know, with management. You know, we have almost 300 people that we call associates who come and make a difference at our plants. And and I just love people, you know, because they're the ones who make or break us. They are the face of our company. They're the face of our family. So we have a great team down there, and we're excited to have everybody come. It was a little humbling, you know, because you just look at the great state of Michigan and there's a lot of great manufacturers and a lot of women who do manufacturing, not just metal stampings, but lots of manufacturing.
Yeah.
So I was really honored. Really, I was.
Well, congratulations. And because we call this segment Made in Michigan Monday, I mean, you're a Michigan company, always have been. Have you ever thought about leaving Michigan?
We have. We did. You know, I think our state government really made some changes in the last few years. Back before the downturn, we weren't feeling much love in the state of Michigan. And even with our own local government, and, you know, I got involved with our local government, Ira Township, and started building a relationship. I think manufacturing turned around. A lot of people left the state, you know, during the downturn. They kind of got turned off to manufacturing or the automotive sector. But, no, let's face it, the automotive sector, you know, for every one job we create, we're creating anywhere from 7 to 12 other jobs outside of it because of the automotive industry. And it's something we said we would never leave. I do have some friends who said, you know, they're not going to do automotive anymore. They're going to get out. They're going to do, you know, military government work, non-automotive. And we always said, you know, if we could have a sector of non-automotive, and we do some aerospace, we do some work for the appliance industry, the lawn and garden now.
Yeah.
But we'll never leave the automotive. It's changing. Now I don't even know if they call it automotive, it's mobility, because right. it's changing.
Yeah, I noticed that a few years ago, they started using the word mobility more than automotive because of, you know, the coming wave of technology.
That's right. Uber, Lyft, they're changing. And now what we're calling the boutique companies, you know, Katie got involved. She was part of the Northwood University World's Largest Outdoor Auto Show last year.
North America's largest outdoor auto show. Yeah, I was captain of Team Karma Automotive, and they're bringing some really cool and exciting electrical compatibility to the streets. And it's interesting to see what how the market is changing. Actually, at the auto show, Tesla was right across from us, and they had a lot of really interesting stuff too. So it's just cool to see where this world is changing. Especially being a young person.
I get a sense, and I'm just on the sidelines watching, I get a sense that educators are beginning to push manufacturing a little bit more in their curriculums. Yeah. Certainly, we've got the tech center here with RISA. Do you get the sense that there's a little bit more of a push now, a little more urgency to get young people involved in manufacturing?
Absolutely. And I think Dr. Kevin Miller and his group at RISA have done a fabulous job with programs that they're offering. I'm very excited about, the one they introduced the last couple of years, which is PLC programming. Mm-hmm. Everything is programmed. It's everything is computerized. Cars are so technical today. And, virtually anything you buy is, PLC programmed. But it's exciting to see that. But a little disappointed. I feel our school system here in St. Clair County, we need to have the best school system. I'm going to be greedy. Mm-hmm. That's my new word for 2020. I want to be greedy for this county.
Yeah.
I want to see the best education, different, non-traditional, to provide the best education for our kids, not just in high school. We need to start in pre-K and then K through 12 and then be very innovative with that. I would love for St. Clair County to be the benchmark for the whole state of Michigan to come and say, you got to go to St. Clair County, see what they're doing. Because you know why, Paul? We want to drive these younger new people like Katie, who are up and coming, bright, innovative ideas, to want to live here. And what's the first thing that anybody does when they look at a community? How's the school system, right?
Absolutely.
And I love what Port Huron, Jamie Kane's doing a great job up here, Marysville, stellar. And all the schools are doing what they can do, but we need to have every school in St. Clair County to be leading edge.
Next level.
Next level.
Yeah.
Different. Absolutely. Different than anybody else. We owe these kids nothing but the best.
Yeah. So much fun to talk to you about this. And I feel like we're talking a lot about manufacturing. I feel like we haven't talked enough about PTM. So, Katie, starting with you, because you're the next generation, what do you want people to know about PTM Corporation?
I want people to know that PTM Corporation will take care of you. We love our employees. It's one of our main things at PTM is that if we take care of you, then they're going to take care of us. That's kind of like the whole Northwood idea, actually. Mm-hmm. Being able to take care of your employees makes them want to take care of you. And also being able to take care of yourself. Incentives, like PTM offers a lot of really great incentives. As like I said, we take care of our employees because we want you, to be good to us too. And it's a mutual relationship. But yeah, definitely down to the family core, we will take care of you and we will make sure that all your needs are met.
How about you?
Yeah, well, you know what, Katie? That's good because it does start with our people. That's part of our mission, and, we have 10 code items, and our code item number one is deliver exceptional performance and peace of mind to our customers.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen with one person. That takes a whole team that is engaged, who's passionate about what they do, and I really feel that we have that. And with PTM being a full engineering solutions provider for metal, whatever, right? I mean, that's what we offer our customers.
Yep.
Some customers come, they know exactly what they want, and we'll quote it, we'll design the tooling, we run production, boom. But then, the fun part of it, again, Paul, is having people who have the forewithal to see an environment to say, oh, we could do this, and literally make a new whatever to help the customer's needs. And that's really exciting. Like I said, we design and build our own production tooling, tool and die industry, and that industry has changed. So we do that. We provide product design for our customers. That's a whole other area. Then we do the prototype. If they want one or if they want 5,000. There was one time we worked with FCA. They had a problem with a situation on an oil pan cover, and they needed a few more ounces because they didn't have enough lubrication in that system, mm-hmm. and they were having recalls. So we were running 20,000 prototypes a week.
Wow.
We didn't have the production on that. So while their production supplier was making the changes on the production tool, which takes time, mm-hmm. we were supplying them parts so that they could put on the vehicles at the plant. So, you know, we do emergency services. Yeah. That's always cool. Anything with metal.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool, too. At PTM, if you want to be a leader and you show that you want to be a leader, you will be recognized and you will be made a leader.
There you go. So great talking to you. Thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Fascinating stuff. PTM Corporation, Donna Russell Coor, along with Katie Coor, the next generation at PTM.
Thank you,
Paul. Gals, thanks so much.
Thank you.